You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 271, Operator by Jim Croce. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. In our modern world of technology and constant contact, it sometimes feels as if we cannot escape both the people we want to hear from and those we don't. This week's Lyrics Undercover takes us back to a simpler time, where heartache and longing for communication was aided by a middleman or woman in Jim Croce's Operator. The song, which went to number 17 on the Billboard charts in 1972 and stayed there for 12 weeks, was originally inspired by Croce's time in the military service, watching the lines of men waiting to use a telephone and call their girlfriends or wives back home to ask if the Dear John letter they had received was true. But in order to make it relatable to everyone who had ever had a bad breakup or a broken heart, he gave it the story of a broken-hearted man, sure he was now over his lover, wanting to call and tell her as much.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Ingrid Croce, Jim's wife from 1966 to his death in 1973, was interviewed and recounted that Operator was her favorite song of his. Because he was sent away just 2 weeks after they were married to begin basic in the National Guard, she said every time she heard him sing, Operator, could you help me place this call, she simply pictured him out in the rain in this long line of guys where they're really trying to reach somebody. It was hard to get through, so you always had the operator do it for you.
Operator, but could you help me place this call? 'Cause I can't read the number that you just gave me. There's something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. I think about the love that I thought would save me.
Croce's over-emotional narrator is an appeal that has lasted past the disconnect of modern technology. Ingrid admitted in her interview that it really appealed to the time, and through the years it seemed to hold its place back in 1972. Quote, I mean, from every aspect, the song is truly Americana, and I think it really hits all generations, but certainly that one. Even though, for years afterward, if she would call an operator, they would say to her, we just love that song so much. He wrote it just for us. We know he did. And even years after his passing, it warmed her heart to know he had touched so many people with his words.
But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels.
Ingrid pointed out that the most important line in the song to her was, you can keep the dime, because, quote, money was very scarce and very precious, and I think if you look at the words to the song, there's so many aspects of our generation that are in it. She really felt it captured a moment in time, but appealed to everyone pre and post that generation because it was, quote, one of those sad kind of stories, and I think that anyone can relate. Everybody has to have their heart broken at least once or twice.
Operator, oh, let's forget about dime.
Decades later, in 2000, the Martin Guitar Company produced 73 guitars in honor of Jim Croce. In each of these guitars, an uncirculated 1973 dime was inserted in the third fret fingerboard in honor of this song and the line, "You Can Keep the Dime," proving that an impact was still felt on the heart and guitar strings of music lovers almost 30 years later.
Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that. Give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Jim Croce's legacy lives on in songs such as Operator and his post-mortem release Time in a Bottle, capturing the heart and soul of a man who died long before his time. His heartfelt ballads still resonate with a generation of people not even considered yet when his music was released, and definitely pulls at the inner part of us that has ever been hurt and heartbroken. No matter how much you think you might be over someone, sometimes your emotions get the better of you. But that's the beauty of love and of music. It can bring us back to those moments and transcend the hands of time. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.